This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country as well as around the world via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance workers, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. Thanks for all that you do. And to the Uber, Lyft, and those taxi drivers out there, thanks a lot for the job you do moving America along. Don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Joining us right now, managing editor of the New Media Journal and host of the Underground USA podcast, Frank Silvato. Good morning, sir.
Mr. Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Mr. Frank, you're up there in the panhandle. What type of weather are you getting up there right now with Barry kind of moving along parallel to you?
Well, we've got some rain bands and a little bit of wind. A wind advisory was issued not too long ago for my area. For us, we're going to be on the whip end, you know, the eastern end of it. So it's going to be a little bit of a wind, a little bit of a rain event. Nothing like what's going to happen in Louisiana and Mississippi and maybe Texas.
Well, we got to talk about that because for you guys and gals that are up there in our affiliate WSLA and Slidell in New Orleans, the 5 o'clock advisory has come out, and there is a danger of life-threatening storm surge inundation along the coast of southern and southeastern Louisiana, where the storm surge warning has been put in effect, been there since last night. The highest storm surge inundation is expected between Intercoastal City and Shell Beach. Residents in these areas should listen to any advice given by local officials, and if they tell you to evacuate, evacuate. And the slow movement of Barry, Frank, is going to result in a longer duration of rain, and that rain could exceed 2 feet in some areas.
Yeah, and that's problematic when you exist below sea level,
yep.
like New Orleans does. So, like you said, if you get an evacuation order, do it. You know, if you need to make preparations, I mean, we're looking at this as a Category 1, maybe.
Yep.
But treat it like a 4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, prepare for it like it's a 4.
Yeah. Yeah, you might as well, because you never know. And besides that, then you'll be ready for the next time. Now, here's the other thing. At 5 a.m. Eastern Time, Barry was heading towards the Louisiana coast. It's picked up a little speed. It went from 3 miles an hour now to 5 miles per hour. It is moving straight to the west. It's just kind of drifting along the coast. The minimum central pressure has dropped down again to 100 megabars, which tells us that it's probably going to get stronger. It is 95 miles south of the coast of the Mississippi River, mouth of the Mississippi, and it is 125 miles south-southeast of Morgan City, Louisiana. But it's still moving along, and dangerous storm surge, heavy rains, and winds, tropical storm winds, are forecast all along the north central Gulf Coast from Mobile, Alabama, all the way over to Grand Bay, Louisiana.
Yeah, so, you know, you listen to your NOAA weather radio if you've got one, or find an app if you can, and heed the warnings. Just prepare and be smart. Don't be caught flat-footed on this one.
Nope, and having responded to a number of these hurricanes and tropical storms and whatnot, you know, when you get there, the one thing that's going to kill people more often than not is water flooding.
Yeah, and that goes for being in your car too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the biggest killers there is in these kind of storms, especially when flash flooding can occur, mm-hmm. is people leaving too late and being in their cars.
Now, what exactly did the president do? An executive order of sorts which will count citizens, non-citizens immediately by using the government agencies and the numbers that they already have, purging them all together?
What he did was he gave the Democrats something to take Tums over. You know, this is going to be we're going to count citizens and non-citizens. That's just what we're going to do, and he's going to be doing it using the data that we already have.
Right.
So there's more than one way to skin a cat, and quite honestly, why shouldn't we be counting this? If we can ask questions like, "Are you male or female? Are what race you are? What religion you are? What your tax bracket is?" If we could ask any demographic information about you, then citizenship should be a question we get to ask.
Mm-hmm.
Why they're fighting this is completely political.
Right.
It has nothing to do with actually counting the people in the United States and understanding the demographics that we have. It's strictly political. So I love what he did. I think it's fantastic.
Well, yeah, and we'll soon know because, you know, we've got ICE raids coming up here, too. You know that, right?
Yeah, and it's, I'm sorry, the law is the law. If you're here illegally, you've broken the law, and you should be greeted by law enforcement, no matter what division it is.
All righty, well, hold that thought, and folks will be coming right back with more with Frank Silvano, managing editor of the New Media Journal, host of the Underground USA podcast. I'm the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. This portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss Family Automotive Dealership, where you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss Family Inventory. And you can go to a special website right now, check out what kind of financing you'll qualify for without damaging your credit score. It's Moss, M-A-U-S, Family, Chevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, Moss Family Automotive features the largest selection of Nissans and Chevys in all of Tampa Bay and Southwest Florida, and they are the home of You Serve, You Save. That's a program that saves all active duty military, all veterans, and all active or retired first responders a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and no payments for 6 months with approved credit. Again, check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check, and tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to you. Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Mr. Captain.
Mr. Paul Ryan wrote a book. Mr. Paul Ryan's talking about the book. Mr. Paul Ryan is opening up about his contempt for the President Donald Trump. And the comment here by Breitbart says he's still mad about the horse space Stormy tweet.
Well, you know, I tend to to lean towards what Reagan made popular as his 11th commandment, even though it was something that existed well before Reagan, and that's thou not shalt talk bad about other Republicans. So this whole anti-Trump movement in the Republican Party disgusts me. Whether you like the guy or not, if he's on your team, he is the president. Shut up and back him. Because the Democrats certainly aren't going to do it, and the progressives are vehemently trying to hobble him at every turn. So what possible result could Mr. Ryan want out of this than to harm him going into 2020?
Correct.
Oh, that's right. It's to sell a book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so with Paul Ryan, when he came into the speakership, I had a very high hopes for him.
We all did.
To exact some meaningful tax reform,
yep,
that would completely restructure the tax,
yep,
system in this country, and it failed. So I'm, there's the shine's well off the apple with Mr. Ryan, and this just ticks me off.
Now, 140 Republicans voted for a Democratic plan to outsource jobs and to lift the cap on employment-based green cards. That doesn't sound like it's going with the flow here. That sounds like it's going against the flow.
Well, there's minutiae in economics, and if we're doing well over here, sometimes it trickles over to there, but that sounds a lot like something that would have been tacked on to what was passed for the funding the border circumstances by the Democrats. And, when you see that Pelosi got behind it, she keeps talking about humanitarian aid, and we needed the money for the crisis that's down there, but they always tack things on to legislation like that, and I'm sure this was one of the negotiating points.
Now, there seems to be a little bit of a blast going on here between AOC and Nancy Pelosi and some other members of Congress, because one of the House Democrats blasted the, quote, juvenile AOC and her chief of staff. And this feud between the liberals is hitting a new level. And what is going on here?
Well, what's happening here is AOC's making Pelosi look smart. Pelosi's been in Washington for over 30 years. AOC's 23 years old and has been there for about 15 minutes. And she's walking around just urinating all over the seniority and the process that has happened there. She wants to call herself a revolutionary, but she is actually throwing a wrench into a machine, whether it's something that we like or we don't like. There's a process in Washington, D.C. She's got a total, I think, with herself included, of 5 votes.
Yeah.
And that's what Pelosi's trying to explain to the media, who just doesn't get it. You can have the biggest bullhorn that you want, but when it comes down to passing legislation, if you've alienated everybody else in your caucus, then you just get those 5 votes.
Yeah,
and that doesn't mean jack in Washington, D.C.
Well, she called Nancy Pelosi racist, and she said she was singling out women of color. And, of course, that's that same group. That's Tlaib, that's Omar. That's her, and I forget, there's another one in there. But anyway, that's what she said.
Well, and this is repulsive. This is the kind of politics that we've been screaming about on the right. Every time the left doesn't like something, they scream racist, or they scream sexist, or they scream Islamophobic or xenophobic. And she's trying to apply that to her own party leadership here. And this is somebody who, before she came around, was one of the most progressive people in the caucus.
Right.
So she's outing this tactic as ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's one thing Nancy Pelosi's not, it's not a sexist. So she's, AOC is showing her ignorance, but she's also outing a tactic that they use against the right. She's trying to use it against her own people. That's how stupid she is.
Yeah, now the Democrats have subpoenaed 12 of the Mueller witnesses to try to get some dirt on Donald Trump, including, you ready for this? Including Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, Mr. Avenatti.
Here's a guy whose credibility is beyond, is underneath where the sewer was dug, and they want to have him come and give credible testimony before a House committee. I mean, it's never going to stop. But we do have to recognize it for what it is. It's a dog and pony show meant to take away from the fact that they haven't done anything productive for the country in the entire time they've been in control of the House.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going into 2020, they've got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Now, and I'm talking, folks, to Frank Silvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal. Go over there, check it out on the Facebook page. The New Media Journal's over on Facebook. So isn't the Underground USA podcast. Now, an appeals court this week, and I believe it was the fourth appeals court, gave the president a big win over Democrats on this Trump hotel business and what they were able to do there and not do there.
Well, you know, people have to understand that even if you're elected to office, you can have private industry. And Trump had a gigantic private industry before he was elected president, before he even decided he wanted to run for president. That business gets to keep going even though he's president. So to try to hobble his business just because he's elected to office when other people are running his business in his absence is ridiculous.
What would you say if I told you a Yale professor has made a quote now about people living better in the Soviet Union than here in the United States under Donald Trump?
Well, I'd say that he's without basis because there is no Soviet Union.
Right.
You know, that ended a while back. You've got Russia and you've got the satellite countries. So if you've got someone trying to make a political point here and he's still pointing to the Soviet Union, take that with a grain of salt.
Good luck, right?
Yeah, because I did. You know, okay, where's the Soviet Union? Point the Soviet Union to me on a map.
Now, we've got an interesting poll that's coming out of England right now. Half of the Britons are atheists. And only 38% are Christian, and Islam makes up pretty much the rest of what's left over here. So let's see, that's 88%, 12%, so let's say 10% are Islamic.
Well, and this comes from the influx. They've welcomed the Islamic invasion, the Islamo-fascist invasion with open arms. You know, the radical Muslims have known for a while that attrition and the movement of demographics into places that used to be Christian nations is the way to go. It's much better to take them over through their own systems than by the sword because it happens incrementally and people don't see it as quickly. But this is certainly an argument against a nation-run religion, the Church of England.
Uh-huh.
You know, when it becomes a political system, people tend to fall off from faith.
Yeah.
You know, so if we were going to liken it to over here, the progressives want government to be God. People are going to become less God-fearing then.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's not do that. Let's not make government the end-all, be-all and the rights giver. Let's do what the framers had and make sure that we acknowledge the Creator endowed us with inalienable rights rather than government bestowing them on us.
So what are you writing about this week?
Well, there's so many things to pick from, I don't know yet, Matt, but there's one thing that I do want to keep pointing out here. We talk about the successes and everything else of the president, but we do have to deal with debt that we're staring at and the insolvency of Social Security.
Okie dokie. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Stay dry up there.
Stay low, my friend.
All right. Frank Silvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal, and we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The sports quarterback coming up.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com. AyokaHealth.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holds a social media summit at the White House to address his concerns about bias. The president not inviting reps from Facebook, Twitter, or Google.
But you communicate directly with our citizens without having to go through the fake news filter. It's very simple. Together you reach more people than any television broadcast network by far, not even close. And some of you are extraordinary. I can't say everybody. But some of you are extraordinary. The crap you think of is unbelievable.
Yeah. In other news, detectives in Kentucky find human remains believed to be that of the body of Savannah Spurlock. The 22-year-old mother of four has been missing for more than 6 months now. A man by the name of David Sparks, 24 years old, under arrest. He is charged.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All right, and that's Donna Fiducia. And Donna and her husband, Don, are up there in Carrollton, Georgia, listening to us on AM 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hoo-ah out there to everybody listening to us in Fort Benning tonight. And this portion of the program brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, over 400 boats, the largest franchise in the Freedom Boat Club family right here in Tampa. Over 400 boats, 24 locations. All right, joining us right now, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback turned sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. Beautiful Friday.
You just disappeared on me. Where'd you go? Okay, you'll have to call me back, Patrick, because you just cut yourself off. I don't know what you did. But anyway, we'll get Patrick back here in just a second. We'll see what happened. And, of course, he is the sports quarterback on Mondays and Fridays because he takes his insurance knowledge, and having been a sports quarterback back in the day and having played football up in Canada, which is what he did, He then comes in here and transforms his knowledge for us, and we get what we get. Okay, now there he is back again. Okay, now are you there?
Yeah, Cap, technical difficulties, no problem.
Quick pushing the wrong button.
Yeah, there you go, boss. Now, just talking about beautiful Friday here in Tampa Bay. Hopefully the people up in New Orleans aren't going to get too much flooding up there. I hope not.
Good about 2 feet there. Of rain.
I know.
About 2 feet of rain. Some areas may get more than that. We're here now. That's the latest. So we'll just see. It's a very, these storms drag themselves over 90 degree water at 3 to 5 miles an hour for several days to get to where they're going. They're loaded with all kinds of precipitation. But anyway, let's talk about the baseball all-star game this week because we just had that. It was very interesting to watch, entertaining. One of the most entertaining games I've seen in a while, I think.
Oh, very much so. Beautiful Cleveland Indian Stadium there. A lot of fans. The Home Run Derby the day before was awesome. Captain, young man here from Alonzo High School in Tampa, Florida.
Minor League Futures game.
That was the day before. That was that was great. That was awesome. It was a nice baseball week, but I really do want to do a shout-out to Pete Alonso for being the home run champion. You know, he received $1 million for that, Captain, and donated money because
10%.
Of that.
He gave 10% to the Wounded Warriors.
See that? Class act, Captain. Mm-hmm. And the kid, you know, $500,000 for a Major League Baseball player, especially one with his stature. I mean, he doubled his salary on that one night, so it was kind of nice to see because this kid's going to be something special for years to come. I really hope so. I could see him being a David Wright for the Mets, the former third baseman, and have a nice long career. And the Mets fans have somebody root in now, and we have a lot of Mets fans all over this country also.
Yeah, because they winter down here in our,
yes, sir.
Our backyard, not very far away. Okay, so what do you think now? We start this is supposedly the second half of the baseball season. What do we do now? What do we do now, Coach?
Well, you better get some free agent arms. You better find somebody, trade block. Find somebody who wants to come to your team to get you through the push because that's what it's going to take. This is when the grinding starts. Got about 70 games left. And you better be playing at a 600 clip if you want to make the postseason. And that's not easy to do, no matter what situation you're in. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a fun finish this season. And then football's starting up here soon, Captain, with the training camp next week. So that'll be great.
Well, nobody watches football.
Oh, no, not at all.
No, nobody watches football. Nobody cares. I mean, everybody's into women's soccer, right?
Oh, yeah, sure they are. Especially the class act they've been showing lately.
I've never been so embarrassed for a country in all my life as I have when these women started running their mouths and using some of the words, the vocabulary that they were using. I mean, of all the things supposed to be role, and you know all the little girls are watching, supposed to be role models, and then they get up there and they use vile profanity in front of a bunch of people that, by the way, on cable TV was not censored.
Yeah, it's sad. No, it's just not a representation of what we want this country to be and what we want our youth to become. It's just, and then we have Congress people, senators, inviting them to the Washington, D.C., and rewarding bad behavior. When are we going to stop this? I don't get it. I mean, I've never seen so much rewarding of bad behavior in my whole life, Captain. I can't wait for it to stop. It's nauseating, to say the least.
Well, I don't either.
You know, it's just not right. It's just not right. But on a more positive note, let's talk a little NASCAR. They're going to be in good old Kentucky. And, you know, a Chevy vehicle has never won in the last eight trips out there, which is unusual. And speaking of Chevrolet, got to do a little shout-out for our boys at Moss Chevrolet. They're just great people. I sent somebody up there yesterday, Captain, to look around and get a vehicle. So, but I don't know if who's going to win NASCAR in Kentucky this week. Last week, that was a shame, the rain out in Daytona. But those things happen, as we both know.
Once in a while.
You know, yeah, it's just part of it. Basketball, it's going crazy. You got Westbrook and Harden now are going to be teamed up again.
That was a trade to get somebody over on the team, right?
Yeah. It's going to be interesting. The parity in the NBA now is going to be really something. Come October, people are really going to be looking to see how this all pans out with all this trading and free agency in the NBA. So I'm looking forward to that also. A lot of things in sports are getting very exciting, and I like that part of it, Captain. It's sad that we have these sidelines interrupting some things. And then they're going up to Toronto for the little Indy Cup Series racing up there. So that should be a lot of fun, people that like to watch that. And,
Yeah, they race the streets of Toronto, and it is a pretty good race up there when they do that.
Yeah, so I'm looking for a great sports weekend, to say the least, Captain. Really looking.
Who's playing golf? Where are they playing golf?
Yeah, they're it's a small little tournament because, see, a lot of guys are out in Britain right now getting ready for the British Open coming up this Thursday. So they're just kind of banging around right now. You don't have a lot of big names playing. But I can't wait for next Thursday when the British Open starts, the final major, the way they've changed the golf schedule. So that'll be a lot of fun, too, to witness, to say the least. And tennis, Wimbledon's going on right now. They're getting to the Sweet Eight. I call the Elite Eight now. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see how that goes. Monday, you know, on everybody played. It doesn't happen very often, Captain. So it was a great tennis week also. So everything's happening in sports. You have hockey now. The free agency in hockey is going crazy, too, now. A lot of players are getting ready to get where they have to get to get.
Well, the Lightning just lost one of their players down to who? The Panthers?
Yes, yeah.
The stinking Panthers?
Yeah, the Florida Panthers. Hey, they're a Florida team. We got to read on all our Florida teams, Captain. Come on now.
I'm just telling you what the sports commentators call them.
I know.
Those stinking Panthers.
Yeah, it's always a good rivalry between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Florida Panthers down there in Sunrise.
All right, well, tell us what it is that you do for folks.
What I do for folks, Captain, is I help them out and get through the maze of insurance, financial planning, and I also help out the veterans get their VA benefits and make sure they're getting everything they're entitled to, everything they've done for this great country. And it's just an honor and a pleasure to help out people like you, Captain, you know, with their benefits. And a lot of people out here need a lot of help. A lot of people don't really have anybody helping them out, and I'm one of those guys who can do it for you. You just got to give me a call at 813-966-1052. I'll get you a book, Mission 1 Million, and it'll get you out of debt. It'll get you into wealth building. It'll get you to doing the right things for your financial future. And it's a great book, and I'll just send it to you for free. We'll have a cup of coffee after you read it. No cost or fees for my expertise in meeting with you. If there's anything I can do for you and there's a product you need, that's how I get compensated. So I don't want the audience thinking, I don't want to call them or talk to them because I'm going to have to pay a fee. I went and saw someone just the other day, Captain, ex-veteran Vietnam. He's like, Patrick, what do I owe you for this? You don't owe me anything. If we can help you out, that'll be compensation enough. He's like, thank you. So I'm going to talk to a lot of friends about you. So I appreciate that. It's all about helping out people, Captain, and I preach that every time we talk. And you know that about me. I'm the real deal. Sometimes I come across too nice, but that's okay. That's the way I want to be.
Well, September the 18th, everybody's going to have an opportunity to come and see you over at American Legion Post number 5 when we have a general information night about all the different things that people don't understand, veterans, civilians. It's not only a consumer quarterback thing, it's an insurance quarterback thing, it's a Captain's America thing, and we're going to be letting the folks know, particularly the veterans and whatnot, that there are things out there available for them that nobody's telling them about.
There you go, Captain. And before that, September 18th, if I can help you, give me a call, 813-966-1052, Patrick Hyland. Captain, see you this afternoon, 5 to 6. Check us out on 1380 AM.
All right, thanks, Patrick. All righty, and I will be on with Patrick this afternoon on the Consumer Quarterback Show. He hosts on Friday. I'll be on from 5:30 to 6 p.m. We talk about all sorts of stuff there. So, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for the weekday version. Coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen.
The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Our final segment of the program starts out with Freedom Boat Club. The Freedom Boat Club and the numbers at Freedom Boat Club that tell an amazing story. When they first started with us 3 years ago, they had 100 boats in their Tampa Bay location, 10 locations. Now they've got 400 boats, four times as many as what they had before. And instead of 10 locations, they've got 24, almost 2.5 times as many locations. And let's get into our beach and boating forecast, and I'll tell you more about the Freedom Boat Club. All right, today, Friday, we're going to have some scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Now, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 86 degrees.
South winds this morning to 7 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of precipitation today at 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. And then tonight, we'll have a low about 77. Again, a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy. Predominantly before 8 p.m. on the rain, if we get any. Tomorrow, we got a chance of rain, again, 40%. Same old, going to be one of those weekends as the storm barely moves away from us. But right now, the seas are 3 to 5 foot with a moderate chop. Winds coming out of the south right now, gusting 15 to 20 knots. And also, we have the Gulf and the Bay water temperature today because of all the rain and the water being stirred up at 85 degrees. Now, we had our low tide at 4:18 a.m. We had our high tide, or our high tide is coming, rather, at 10:57 a.m. Now, I want to remind everybody that with all these locations at the Freedom Boat Club in Tampa Bay, don't forget that they have 185 locations. That's 185 across the United States. Now, they also have 3 in Canada. They have 2 in France for a total of 190 locations. And they've got an opportunity right now in the Tampa Bay area where if you join the Freedom Boat Club, you get a discount, a one-time membership fee discount of $1,000. Now, it gets better than that, too. Because if you are an active-duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off your $1,000 one-time membership fee. So that's a total of $1,500 off your one-time membership fee. And then after that, all you do is pay a monthly membership fee to be a member. Now, you can check out the membership as well as the different advantages and where the different ports are. Maybe you'd have a home port closer to you in the region. It's at freedomboatclubtampabay.com, freedomboatclubtampabay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the phone number again, 855-FREEDOM, to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. That's Freedom Boat Club, Freedom Boat Club, Tampa Bay. Don't forget about them. They're really, really, really good. And by the way, Brandon Rimes, my buddy Brandon Rimes, is a member too. Now, AOC and Nancy have been going at it. And not to be outdone, Congresswoman Tlaib has been in the mix too, and so hasn't Ilhan Omar. Now, these people are, gosh, for lack of better words, these people are just absolutely off the rails. Listen to what Ocasio-Cortez has to say. You talk about eating your own. Listen to what Ocasio-Cortez has to say about Joe Biden and his, quote, capacity. Listen to this.
I think Joe Biden, his performance on the stage kind of raised some questions with respect to that. But I don't want to say just because someone is 79, they can't or shouldn't run for president. I don't want to use those proxies, that a number as a proxy for capacity. Right. I think you have to assess a person's capacity kind of on a case-by-case basis.
What makes Joe Biden not there for you? And if he were to get the nomination, or a centrist of any kind, mm-hmm. center, left, whatever he's, however he's self-defining himself, but certainly a center figure in the Democratic Party, how should progressives behave?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not just about being a centrist per se. It's when you are struggling to talk about segregationists.
Well, that's where she ended that one. But I wonder how Joe Biden feels being told he's 79 years of age. Because that's what she just said. Well, when you're 79 years old, he's not 79. He's not 79.
I believe he's 76. I think Bernie Sanders is older than he is. I think. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm thinking. But anyway, isn't that something? And oh, by the way, is there anybody other than me that forgot about the fact that Barack Obama's aunt was ordered deported? You remember that? Remember when that happened? Barack Obama's aunt was ordered deported. Think about that. Think about that. And I'll tell you what, these things that we have that we continually find ourselves in the middle of are just unbelievable. Now, here's a real American. Here is a real American, John Voight. Listen to what he had to say.
My fellow Americans, I stand with you and the truth of our nation with great pride and honor. I say this truly from a place of God's truths. Our nation is stronger and wiser because we have taken a chance on a man who has become the greatest president. I'm honored to call him President Trump. And as we come closer to 2020, let us track all the magnificent documentations that have been signed, sealed, and delivered to this country and its glory. We must continue this race of truths and stand with President Trump for his next win, because this is more than a win. This is not a sacrifice. This is God's honor, God's trust for this nation, for this land of liberty, for justice for all. This is America, this land of the free. This is our president, Donald Trump, that will set the nation to be the greatest land of peace and love and great again. God bless.
And I had the privilege and honor of having met John Voight. I guess it was a couple of years ago now. He was here for an event, and he was downtown at the, downtown at the Performing Arts Center, I believe. But anyway, I had the opportunity to meet him, and very nice guy, very nice guy. And he's a real deal. I mean, what you see is what you see. By the way, final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor, Sarasota. Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K-S. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. When you see the red, white, and blue trucks out there driving around, give them a wave. One of them's going to be Kevin. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. All righty. You know, it's been an interesting week again. I'll tell you what, you can't just make up this stuff that we live through here. Goodness sakes, all the things that are going on in the world in which we live and more coming. We're going to be hearing a lot of different news stories and talking heads over the weekend about how come this one can do what they can do and the other one can't and vice versa and all that. It's going to be interesting. Going to be interesting. And we're going to be right here again, the weekend show, tonight, all across the country. So don't go anywhere. Stay tuned to your local radio. And you people up there in Louisiana, New Orleans, please be careful. Don't go driving through the water today. If you can avoid it, it's going to get a bit sticky. But stay low, but not too low. I'll see you all tonight on the radio.
This is the Captain's America. Third Watch. Flash out.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.